busy to engage the necessary paraphernalia. It is said that on this day of the Festival of Lights, Srimati Lakshmi Devi walks around and looks for that house where she is most graciously welcome. And if she finds the house where the devotees make the wonderful loving arrangements for her stay, she stays in this house for the rest of the year. All the Brijbasis had painted their houses. They had drawn auspicious rangolis with rice powder. They had cleansed everything and dressed themselves in their best clothes to attract Lakshmi Devi to their house. They wanted Lakshmi Devi to be in their house because they wanted the best things for the next year to offer to the Prince of Vrindavan. Oh, my dear devotees, the cowherds were absorbed in decorating their cows and even domestic animals. And the gopis were there in their dressing rooms and dressed with ornaments of various kinds. And Srimati Radhika and her sakis had gone to a little kund near to Radha Kund, a kund which was having pavilions of Madhavi vines. And there they began to decorate themselves with the best of pearls. When Krishna heard how his young, clever parrot Vichakshana told them, "Gopal, Gopal, the gopis are dressing themselves with pearls in the Malihari Kund," Krishna went there to beg the gopis for some pearls, because he wanted to decorate his beloved cows Hansi and Harini. The gopis were totally absorbed in stringing the pearls on some ropes or threads. And when Krishna came and asked them for pearls, they looked a little bit towards him from the corners of the eyes, but ignored him. Finally, two gopis began to speak to Krishna with half-closed blue lotus eyes. "Krishna," they said, "we don't think your cows are good enough for our pearls." Krishna retorted, "Oh, you mountains of pride, your arrogance which came forth from having attained the valuable touchstone of youthful beauty has made you deaf to my request. Will you not even lend a corner of your ear to my request?" When the gopis heard Krishna's petition again and again, the gopis looked at each other and smiled. Then dashing Lalita laughed and said in an angry voice, "O Nagara, these pearls that are fit only for great queens are certainly ornaments for your queens, the cows. Aha! That's what you think? I can't spare even one pearl for your cows. No. Lalita spoke and then became silent. Krishna looked at her and said, "Oh, wait, clever Lalita. Just wait." Then Krishna went straight to his mother Brajeshwari and told her again and again, "Maya, Maya, please give me some pearls. I like to plant them in a field." Yashoda Mai lovingly smiled, "Lala, pearls don't sprout in fields. They have no seeds." But Krishna told her, "Maya, please give me the pearls. After I have planted them, you will see with your own eyes how within 3 days the pearls will sprout." Now, Mother Yashoda saw how Krishna would not give up. He wanted those pearls. And she knew from past experience that whenever Krishna wanted something, ultimately, she had to surrender and fulfill the desire of her darling boy. So finally, she said, "Take these pearls, but be very careful." Krishna now took those pearls. He went to the best of fields in Jalahara Ghat, that's near the Jamuna. It's just very close to the Jamuna. It's actually a ghat on the bank of the Yamuna. And with his own soft hands, he prepared holes for the pearls, put the pearls inside, and covered them with earth. Then he took milk and began to sprinkle his pearls with milk, being very sure that they would grow. Now, on the fourth day, the pearls that Krishna had planted came out. In ecstasy, he went to his mother, pulled her out of the house, and said, "Here, look! There are the sprouts of the pearls." Mother Yashoda couldn't trust her eyes. From the soil of Vrindavan, the most amazing little trees began to grow. Soon, the trees expanded. Krishna and his cowherd friends took those little trees and made them gradually climb up the nearby kadamba trees. And all these vines, all these plants had grown flowers which intoxicated the bumblebees with their sweet fragrance. And then finally, pearls that looked much bigger than any pearls anyone had ever seen began to grow on these trees. Madhusudan, you don't have to study business. You just have to study how to put pearls in the ground and then have pearl trees from these. This is much better business. Every day the gopis came to see the wonderful pearls of Krishna. They consulted each other and said, "Bo, Sakis, for sure Krishna will not give us any pearls when we asked him now. But let us not give up our enthusiasm. Why don't we cultivate a field twice or double as big as Krishna's field for growing our own pearls? We all saw how Krishna prepared and cultivated his pearls. Let's do it also. Now then they begin to talk. Lalita said, this is just a trick of Krishna. He has done something. We will fail if we do this. It will not work with us. Krishna is Krishna, a great cheater, and we are very responsible girls. We have to find out how he did it. So, you might remember from one of our Krishna Katha stories that it was actually this morning when Purnamasi had come to Vrindavan just prior to Krishna's appearance, and she brought actually two little children with her. One was Madhu Mangal and the other Nandi Mukhi. These were the disciples of Purnamasi, and she trained them in a cottage just next to the Jamuna. So Nandi Mukhi became known from the on the side of the gopis as someone who was knowing mantras and tantras and everything, and they came to and consulted Nandi Mukhi and said, Nandi Mukhi, how is it possible? How has Krishna grown these pearl trees in Vrindavan? What mantra did he use? Teach us the mantra. And Nandi Mukhi says, ignorant gopis, you don't know that in Vrindavan no mantra is required. In Vrindavan, the soil or the land of Braj is imbued with a divine potency, the Vrindavan Shakti, and anything and everything you do in Vrindavan defies the laws of ordinary life. Krishna grew these pearl trees by the power of the land of Vrindavan, and if you also use this power, you will have also pearls. Hare Krishna. So we will just sing a little bit, meditate about this, and soon we will hear more what happens when the gopis try to grow their pearls. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna, Krishna. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
the gopis have seen that Krishna has grown pearls from the ground of Vrindavan, they decide to also try it. They go to their houses and without the knowledge of their husbands, without the knowledge of anyone, they take all the available pearls and put them in the ground of Vrindavan, hoping that by the mystical potency of the dam, their pearls will also grow into pearl trees. They put to make sure that their harvest will be better than Krishna's, they put every day ghee on these places where the pearls were planted. But after 3 or 4 days, thorny twigs come out of the ground. At this moment, the gopis discuss, why did Krishna grow pearl trees and we thorn bushes? And they think the only explanation is that Krishna has come overnight on the grounds where they had planted their pearls and had taken all the pearls outside and thrown them into the Jamuna, and then he has planted thorn trees. But they don't have any proof for this assumption. So now the gopis are in a terrible quandary and a problem. Their husbands find out there are no pearls any longer in the house. You must know in Vrindavan, like in all traditional folk places, the wealth was kept in the house in form of pearls or also gold. And sometimes the women would wear the gold. You know, this is how the wealth would be kept. There were no banks at that time in villages. So, what should the gopis do now? They They finally sent two messengers to Krishna and said, Krishna, you have so many pearls and we have no pearls and we are in trouble now. Our relatives asked, where is the wealth of our house? Krishna, can we trade in some pearls? And Krishna asks prices which are not acceptable for the gopis. And I will go a little bit fast through the Leela because I want to come to one part where I will spend time again. Then finally Lalita gets an idea how to somehow get the pearls from Krishna, who has big chests. In Deutsch würde man sagen Schatzkisten, full of the pearls. She says to Krishna, whose land is the land on which you have grown your pearl trees? And Krishna said, well, it's my land because I am the prince of Vrindavan. I'm the son of the king, Nanda Maharaj. The gopi said, you are wrong. Oh, you are so wrong. It's not your land. It's the land of Vrindavaneshwari, Srimati Radharani. Shastra says Radharani is in charge of Vrindavan. Therefore, all your pearls are the natural property of Srimati Radharani, because she owns the land on which they were grown. The cowherd boys look at Krishna. Krishna looks at the cowherd boys and says, no! Then Lalita said, you were the one who arranged the ceremony in which Radharani was crowned the Empress of Vrindavan. It's described in Madhava Mahotsava. Syam, surrender your pearls. And the gopis all laugh, and they laugh at Syam Sundar, because Syam Sundar doesn't know what to answer now. It's clear. The one who owns the land, he is the proprietor of what is coming from the land, at least according to this rule, which is there in the Vrindavan laws. But Krishna is not going to give away any pearls like that. And the gopis, they laugh and laugh and laugh about Krishna, who is defeated by them. I want to start now reading again what happened then. The gopis began to decorate Krishna with a garland of blue lotus flowers in the form of their sidelong glances. See, in Vrindavan, love is expressed through the eyes and through sidelong glances. They were very pleased with what Krishna had said. And they were most pleased because Krishna was defeated. Then they took Srimati Radharani, who had stayed all the time in a flower grove and had overheard the clever discussion between Krishna and the gopis. And they took her in the midst and they proceeded to a mandir, a temple, near the bank of Radhakund. There they stayed with Radharani and sang about the glories of Krishna. Krishna, on the other side, collected blissfully all the pearls, and with the best among those pearls, he made with his own loving hand ornaments for each one of the gopis. He placed his own ornaments in a golden basket and wrote with his own hand on the basket for Radha. Then he manufactured similar ornaments for the sakis like Lalita and Vishakha and placed them into separate boxes, marking each of the box with the names of one of the gopis. Krishna gave many of the most excellent pearls to Nandimukhi, Madhumangal, Subal, and his friends Vasant and Kokil. Radhika and the gopis received those cowherd boys who brought the loving presence of Krishna with a blissful smile and accepted the gifts. Madhumangal was there, who had brought the golden basket for Srimati Radharani, where Krishna's pearl ornaments were. And Radharani ordered the gopis to feed Madhumangal with a lot of sweet rice. They satisfied Subal and the other boys with nice scents. These are things which smell: sandalwood pulp and betel leaves. Krishna decorated himself with a fragrant garland of golden Utica flowers and enjoyed the other gifts which had been sent in return by the sakis. Then he went with his cows near Govardhan Hill. Oh, the gopis were so happy. They brought the pearls home and their husbands were greatly satisfied. In this way, the gopis returned back to the bank of the Radhakund, where they lovingly discussed Krishna's joking pastimes. My dear devotees, please know that the divine energy, Maya, is so difficult to cross over. The material illusion is like one big ocean with powerful waves. And one of the waves of Maya is the wave which we call life. It's a power which sweeps us from our feet into a direction which we may not have planned. Krishna says that this divine energy, this ocean of the material world with its different waves, is so difficult to overcome. But my dear devotees, if you begin to surrender your ears and your thoughts unto Krishna and his pastimes, you can easily cross beyond it. Be careful, says Raghunath Das Goswami, who wrote this beautiful work, not to be socially touched by others. Be careful not to be influenced in your minds by those thoughts which others think who have not accepted the loving service of Radha and Krishna. Sing the holy names of Radha and Krishna. This is the highest meditation. Dear devotees, know that beyond Radha and Krishna, there is no other truth. Just think of devotion. Be attached to the opinion of the people of Vrindavan, for this truth is the greatest treasure. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. There's another pearl pastime which I will tell you because it's so nice to talk about Krishna and we have anyways nothing else to do. The aartik will soon start. So please listen to this pastime. This is the original pearl pastime and Raghunath Das Goswami's Mukta Charita, which we have looked in some parts today, is just a later revelation. But this is once the cowherd man came to Nanda Maharaj and said, "Who is your son Krishna? You have a very fair complexion. You are almost white. But Krishna is so black. How can he be your son? The son must have the qualities of his parents." And Krishna does all these things like lifting a mountain. But you can hardly lift a rock. We can't believe that Krishna is your son. If you don't give us an answer who this Krishna is, we will drive you out of Vrindavan because we cannot trust a king who says something which is the untruth. Nanda Baba had an answer. He said, "You must know, Krishna is a little special. He's not like ordinary children. I can only repeat what Gaga Muni, the great Brahmana, said at the birthday celebration of Krishna, the first birthday. He had said that this son is an incarnation of Narayan. That's all what I have heard. So you can't measure Krishna." Said the cowherd voice, "We are not satisfied by this explanation." And they went to Maharaj Brishabhanu, the father of Radharani, and they said, "You have a girl called Radha, but all the girls in Radha's age are married. Your girl is not married. Why do you behave against the social traditions? We just come from Nanda Maharaj who has this child, Krishna, whom we can't understand. And you are the second king here. And you have this daughter, Radha, whom we can also not understand. You have to marry her. Otherwise it is a scandal." Brishabhanu Maharaj said, I can only repeat what Gaga Muni said. Gaga Muni, Gaga Muni, Gaga, Gaga, Gaga. He has said something strange about Krishna, incarnation of Narayan. Don't tell us that this is Lakshmi. Yes, that's what Gaga Muni said. The cowherd men were not satisfied. They had this doubt about Krishna. Like many of us have doubts about Krishna. Is he really God? Or another doubt, will Krishna answer my prayers? Or another doubt, what if I surrender my life to Krishna? Will he take care of me or not? The cowherd boys, cowherd men of Vrindavan voiced the doubts and they finally said to Vrishabhanu, "You should, if your daughter is Lakshmi and Krishna is Narayan, then they should marry all the more. We are only satisfied if this marriage comes about. So they forced Vrishabhanu Maharaj to fill 10 ox carts full with pearls and sent them to Nandagram as a sign that Vrishabhanu Maharaj wants to marry his daughter Radharani to Krishna. So when Nanda Maharaj received these cartloads of pearls, he knew what he had to do. He had to respond to this marriage agreement by giving wealth in the double amount back to Vrishabhanu Maharaj. But Nanda Maharaj had no such wealth. He also did not know how to act. He couldn't respond to Vrishabhanu's proposal for marriage with sending some other gifts, gold or so on. So he went with Yashoda into a little room and began to discuss the problem. What should we do? Should we agree to the marriage? And if we agree, we have to send back gold and silver, the double of amount from this 10 cartloads of pearls. Oh no. So after they had discussed, they went into the room where the pearls were, and they saw pearls were missing. Someone had gone into the room and stolen pearls. Nanda Maharaj said to Yashoda, "There's only one person here who steals. It's our son Krishna, who always steals butter. Now he has stolen pearls." And they went to Krishna and said, "Krishna, have you taken the pearls which are missing?" And Krishna said, "Yes. I have gone to the fields of Braj and planted the pearls in the earth because I saw how you and mother were sad that they could not return the offering of wealth to Vrishabhanu. Now I will grow pearls, pearl trees with many, many pearls from these pearls." Nanda said, "Don't you know? Pearls are growing from oysters, not from the land." Yes. They are lost now. Show me the fields and we can try to dig out the pearls from the fields. And in this way, at least not lose the pearls. Krishna said, "Come with me, Father. And all the people of Braj who have doubts in their minds about me, come with me." All the coward men, not boys, said, "Yes, we come with him." Krishna brought them to the field. And then Krishna showed them wonderful trees with big, big pearls. Like this, there were a few hundred trees, with each one having like 1,000 or more pearls on them. They had grown within a matter of a few days. So, my dear devotees, when the cowherd men saw this, they buried all their doubts and they thought, "Krishna Kanaya Ki." Krishna is the Supreme. Krishna is the Lord. We will not doubt him any longer. I feel on Jamashtami is a good day where we also can go deep into our hearts And we can see a simple thing. Are we feeling the happiness of Krishna consciousness? If doubts crowd our hearts, it's very difficult to feel happiness. If faith and gratitude are building the substance of our hearts, it's very, very easy to feel the ecstasy of spiritual life. But whenever we become bitter and doubtful and removed from Shraddha Devi, the beautiful queen of faith, we need to do something. In 10 minutes the altar will open, and I feel we should all come before the altar on Jamashtami. We should call to Krishna, please Krishna, look at me. Look at me from the corners of your eyes. Send me your glance of mercy and heal my wounded heart so that again the wonderful tree of Krishna consciousness with the sweet fruits of ecstasy and gratitude can grow there. I feel this is very, very nice project. Also, I want to say one last thing. We will have our midnight aarti in 5 minutes now. We have offered Krishna 108 preparations. It will be very crowded there. And Krishna might give you a little prasadam afterwards if he leaves something for you. And I have requested you in the name of our Goloka Dham project to think about one project which we have started 2 years ago. It's called Give Back the Land to Radha Madan Mohan, and it's a project where you can buy 1 square meter of land and then give it to Radha Madan Mohan, you know, because some of the land is still owned by the bank technically, not spiritually, but technically. And we want to take this land and offer it to Radha Madan Mohan. If you have not yet thought about this program because you came later, you can contact our Ananda Nitai. He is somewhere outside. Or Dina Sharana is raising her hand. You can contact our mother Dina Sharana and find out about this project. If you can't technically do this now, because it's just 2 minutes before midnight, and the next day, you can put in your mind the decision. Yes, tomorrow I will go to Ananda Nitai and Dina Sharana. There is a stand, and I will participate in this program, Give Back the Land to Radha Madan Mohan. I can tell you already, many, many devotees have taken advantage, and we are overwhelmed by your generosity and your enthusiasm for this program. There's still square meters are still left, so you can do this. Hare Krishna, I need to now quickly end this program. Thank you so much. And stay here. We start in 1 minute. I really, please forgive me. I have to stop now because I have some service there. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai, Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Sie haben Zeit, ja.
Tu mir doch mal den Gefallen. Du das hier rein.
Und dann, genau, ihr räumt das hier auf.